This is Kim Demain, Dr. Peebles' State of the World Update, June 22nd, 2022.
You, Dr. Peebles, welcome, dear friends. Today we would like to share some insights and to give you a little bit of advice on how you can more safely, more healthfully balance and navigate through your current reality. Now, at times, of course, as you look around, you are seeing mass chaos, you are seeing conflict, you are seeing violence. Yes, indeed, and it is not a pretty sight, no matter where you are, which dimension. But indeed, friends, there is a plan. And although at times you are not able to see that plan, and you are getting, yes, unnecessarily caught in your current reality, we want to remind you that there are things that you can do. We want to remind you that your spirit is there with you, always available and ready to help you. We want to remind you that, of course, we are with you more often than you ever realize, that your spiritual team is there and they are wanting and needing to connect with you more completely. So what we would say first of all, dear friends, can you look beyond the current circumstances on the planet Earth right now? And can you begin to realize that, yes, you are in transition on the planet. You are moving from one dimension to another. You are shifting gears. You are moving into that different frequency that you have so often heard us talk about. And you are right in the middle of it all. And yes, at times it is quite unnerving, quite unpleasant, and you will have a variety of reactions to it as a human being. So let's begin by starting with those reactions. Can you indeed begin to discipline yourself of how you are choosing to think and react to the events that are occurring around you? It could be on the world stage. It could be in your personal life. You will be happier, you will be more healthy and balanced if you can indeed begin to observe yourself from a more detached viewpoint. If you can begin indeed to see that it does no good to get all caught up in the gobbledygook, getting angry, getting sad, getting annoyed, frustrated, no matter what the situation is, whether it is the war in Ukraine, whether it is your local politics, whether it is your partner making you irritated, no matter what it is, choose what you will focus on, because you will end up vibrating in that manner. For as human beings, as spiritual beings, we tend indeed to flow with the energies where we are putting our attention. So choose carefully. Start by being aware. Ask your spirit to connect more completely with you every day, more often than not, so that you are able to begin to see through spirit's eyes, your spirit, your own higher self, as well as opening, yes, to the assistance that is always available to you from your spiritual team. We are here. At times, it is quite difficult for us to move through the barriers that your own emotional reactions have occurred. We can't always get through that wall, that cloud of energy. So we ask for you to indeed draw in and ask from your soul clarity, to see things clearly, not from your ego, not from the egos of those around you. Goodness gracious, there's plenty to go around there. But from the clarity of God, of spirit, your own higher self. And that will change how you are looking at things. And again, that will change the things you are looking at. For we are counting on all of you, yes, indeed, to work with us to help make this transition from one energy frequency, one dimension to a higher, as easy and as quick as possible. Now, some of you, of course, would say, why is it taking so long? Well, we would ask for your patience, and we know that is a hard thing for you, especially those of you who remember what it was like in the spirit realms, where things happened instantaneously. Well, indeed, you are in a physical world right now where there is a delay, and yes, you must adjust to that. But know that is part of the growth, part of the lessons you have come here to learn and grow from. So, indeed, do not allow yourself to get all anxious about time. Instead, know that you are learning and you are growing because of this element of living in a space and time where there is, yes, that limitation. It serves you well. It teaches you strength and fortitude in your intentions, in your choices, and how you can hold on to your faith and beliefs because of that. So try to have a little patience, but learn indeed to direct your energy and your thoughts where you want it to go. Now, many of you are going to have to find your balance on that. For some of you, indeed, are saying, I don't want to know anything about the world. I'm not going to watch the news. And that is your right, of course, to choose what you can handle. Some of you are obsessing in the other direction, to the extreme, where you can't get enough of the drama. It becomes like a drug. Yes, indeed. It fuels a reaction that is keeping you in a frustrated, angry state of mind. That is not healthy either. What we would wholeheartedly suggest to all of you is that you find a balance between the two. Yes, be a little curious about what is occurring in the world you have chosen to be part of, so that you can redirect the energies at times if you don't like it. And also, try to limit your exposure to the constant flutter, the constant news, yes, the breaking news, goodness gracious. It is there to make money. It is there to entertain. It is also there to inform. So take it all with a grain of salt. But realize more and more that you are seeking the clarity. You are seeking the truth for yourself. Now, others are having of various degrees of understandings of what truth is. But more of you are starting indeed to see that truth, from a spiritual perspective, if you are allowing yourself to view your reality and your world through that perspective, through that lens of spirit, truth is different than what others may be telling you. Look for motives. See what is behind some versions of truth. For oftentimes, what you are being told is truth, is quite self-serving indeed. Yes, indeed. So pay attention, look a little deeper, learn to read between the lines. So you are not just indeed being manipulated, controlled, bamboozled, yes, to take whatever anyone says, but you are doing your own investigation. You are listening to your own higher self, listening to your instinct, your gut. And that way, you will have a much higher chance of arriving at what is true and what is illusion. So it is important now, dear friends, pay attention. Don't just be swept along with the tide of what everyone is saying. Decide for yourself what is in right action for you, what is in balance for you personally. And that way, you will be able to gain that perspective and not allow, yes, you to be convinced of another reality. You are seeing that in your world right now. So many of you are like sheep indeed, where you're being hustled and pushed around and you're being told what to think. That is not the eternal spirit talking at all. Your spirit can guide you more precisely than any government leader, than any of your partners, any of your children. Listen to yourself. Yes, try to respect others, but decide for your own being, for your own health and future growth, how you wish to align your energies. And that will become, of course, your reality. That will become your state of well-being and health or not. Many of you are finding yourself so distressed about what is going on. In some ways, we say to you, that is not all bad. Well, we are asking all of you to find within you a call for action. So you are not those sheep anymore. Well, you are realizing that, yes, I am part of this dimension. I am part of the gobbledygook that I'm seeing in this world, in this reality. And I have a part to play, no matter how small, no matter how you would judge it, you all have a part. Some of you may take a very active role, a very prominent, a very social role. Others of you will sit quietly and meditate on world peace. Do what you are feeling guided to, but do something. Do not sit back and then you think you are immune to the happenings that are occurring and swirling around you. You are not. Sooner or later, it will catch up with you. But if everyone on this planet, this beautiful blue planet Earth, would take some action, would stand up, would find their voice, and begin to realize they have power. They indeed have within them an energy to change the world. Is that not why you are here? Do you think it is only for your own karma? We remind you all, dear friends, you are connected to every living thing in this world. You are connected to each other, whether you like someone or not. You are connected to the animals, to Mother Earth, to the plants. So begin to act like it, and to begin to love and respect, to send that energy out unconditionally, and you will begin to accelerate the positive changes where people are beginning to realize this world cannot be ruled with an iron fist of one or two. It cannot indeed be ruled solely by profit and power. It can indeed be ruled by love. And that love starts with each and every one of you. Find that pool of love in your heart. Allow it to grow, starting with yourself. Love the fact that you have chosen to be here, that you had the courage to incarnate again, especially in this tumultuous time. Love the fact that you have insight, that you have faith, that you have compassion. And allow those gifts to grow stronger and stronger. And most importantly, dear friends, allow and love the fact that you can be guided by a stronger force within and around you. Open to that energy of spirit, of God, of the universe. And know that that light will take you higher. And as you go higher, everyone else goes higher too. And all will benefit. That is what we hope that you will come to in your understanding, that you will pay more attention in your daily moments as you live on this earth, on this lifetime of yours. It can be a grand journey or can be a frustrating one. Choose what you'd like. Don't worry about others at this time. They've already made their decisions. Don't waste your time trying to convince anyone with your words, your threats, your anger. Instead, know that you can influence more with your love, with your energy, your presence. Indeed, and you will be calmer. You will be more in balance. We do love you all. God bless you indeed.